monument to Costa y Borrás Puerto. We start the journey through the city from El Paseo Marítimo, the seafront promenade, at the base of the monument erected in memory of Archbishop José Domingo Costa y Borrás, a distinguished man from Vinaròs, who, upon request of Queen Isabel II, reached the bishopric of Barcelona in 1850. The original image, sculpted in bronze in 1917 by famous sculptor Josep Hortels, who won first place in the national sculpture competition, was destroyed and replaced following the Civil War by this solemn and very realistic figure. This statue, dressed in a robe and bestowing blessings, holds a privileged position on the ocean front atop a four-angled stone staircase. Vinaròs owes its port, considered a strategic enclave for sea commerce in the Mediterranean during past centuries, to this famous and multifaceted man who had the crosses of Isabel the Catholic and Charles III. Costa y Borrás loved his town so much that he had vines planted in the palace garden in its memory in the Archbishopric of Tarragona. He then had them surrounded by rosemary and thyme, which are native plants to Sierra del Puig, so he could be near the San Sebastian Sanctuary Mountain. From this very location, and not too far away, we make our way to the fishing port of Vinaròs. Today, the port and warehouse represent the large place where merchandise was exchanged and the business center, devised by Costa y Borrás, which contributed to a great time of affluence and economic bonanza, exporting and importing of wine, salt, wood, wheat, flour, cocoa, and esparto grass and wool, made Vinaròs one of the most important cities in sea commerce, thus connecting it with the rest of Europe and America. Because of its excellent connections, both pirates and Berbers targeted Vinaròs, which along with the rest of the region was one of the main centers for wine production in the Kingdom of Valencia, besides the commercial activity associated with the construction of vessels, carts and barrels, and the prosperous silk industry encouraged a time of prosperity for the city. A situation that did not change until the end of the 19th century, with the only exceptions being the French and Carlist occupations. Today, not much is left of that port built on the Magdalena beach, or the first stone set on February the 9th, 1866. The dock was officially opened in 1875, and 10 years later, the longer moorage was used for the first time, which was extended due to heavy marine traffic and great commercial activity. The space also had large shipyards, where big vessels and ships that traveled to Marsella, Cadiz, and the European Atlantic ports were built. Today, the port is in the same place and protected by a western parallel dock, situated westward, and an eastern one, situated eastward. The port also has a large, old-fashioned fishing fleet. However, catching fish or shellfish, such as rape or prawns, which are auctioned daily in the warehouse, has now replaced the raw materials that used to be transported during the early years. Without a doubt, and from the very beginning, life in Vinaròs has revolved around the ocean, not only as the economic backbone, but also as the central focus of life. As we continue, always looking toward the ocean and away from the warehouse, we soon find ourselves in the city center. From San Agustín Square, we start the journey through the city streets and historic buildings. The next place to visit is the market, which one can easily find on the route map.